AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says prepare to pay even more for gas. He is banning Russian oil imports.
Defending freedom is going to cost. It's going to cost us as well in the United States. Republicans and Democrats understand that. Republicans and Democrats alike have been clear that we must do this.
The president's announcement sent stocks higher. The U.S. intelligence community says Vladimir Putin guessed wrong about a lot of things before invading Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
CIA chief Bill Burns, a former U.S. ambassador in Moscow, says Putin thought he'd built a modern military that could quickly take a weak Ukraine, that his economy was sanctions-proof, that Europe lacked the will to challenge him.
He's been proven wrong on every count.
Alongside Burns at a House hearing, National Intelligence Director Avril Haines, who says Putin also underestimated how fiercely Ukrainians would fight back. Haines says Putin still sees this as a war he cannot afford to lose.
But what he might be willing to accept as a victory may change over time, given the significant costs he is incurring.
She says it's unclear if Putin still wants to capture all of Ukraine or would settle for something short. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stefan Dujarric at the UN says more than 2 million Ukrainians have now crossed international borders out of the country. Also,
1,335 civilian casualties were recorded, which includes 474 people killed.
Continued fighting has jeopardized efforts to get people out of the southern port city of Mariupol. One evacuation attempt did appear to be at least partially successful in Sumy, near the Russian border. Guy Reffitt was convicted today in Washington. He's the first person tried on charges related to the Capitol riot. Prosecutors say Reffitt lit the fire that allowed others in a mob to overwhelm the Capitol last year. This is AP News. A former leader of the Proud Boys has been arrested for a conspiracy connected to the Capitol riot. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
Proud Boys leader Henry Enrique Tarrio wasn't there at the Capitol during the January 6th insurrection. He'd been arrested days earlier for vandalizing a Black Lives Matter symbol and had been ordered to stay out of Washington, D.C. But apparently, Tarrio didn't leave. A source told investigators he was part of a meeting in an underground garage with other right-wing group leaders, and there was a discussion surrounding the Capitol. Prosecutors allege Proud Boys leaders arranged for their members to communicate on private radios during the attack, using specific frequencies that are resistant to eavesdropping. About 36 Proud Boys members or associates are being charged in connection with the Capitol siege. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.